There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over a million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
He coached a fantastic game. His coaching style got a fantastic win. And now we get a chance to talk to a man who's part now of a fantastic run, the head coach of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets basketball squad, Josh Pastner, joining us here on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker Line. Good morning and congratulations on the big win, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it. Yeah, it was a great win last night. Great for the program. Anytime you have an opportunity, obviously, to win a game, to win an ACC game is hard to do. To win a game against a team like Duke is really hard to do, and it's great for the program. And I'm just so proud of our young men. Obviously, it was senior night, and there was a lot at stake. Considering for both teams what we were playing for, and then for it to go all the way to overtime, and basically from tip to the end of the horn when the buzzer sounded in overtime, it was just an old school, high level, just intense game, possession by possession, and two really good teams playing against each other, and we were fortunate to come out with the victory and great win for Georgia Tech.
You can always laugh and giggle about a lot of things when you get a win, and the way he handled it, I think, says something about just the person that he is. Jose Alvarado addressing the shot that he took at the end of regulation and took total responsibility, and you could hear him and see him on the court say, "My bad." What is going through your mind as a coach when you've given the instructions, you're waiting for the final play to develop, and then something doesn't go as planned?
Well, when you're in a line of work that your job depends on 18 to 22-year-olds to execute and make shots, things can happen like that at times. And so let me first say this. Jose Alvarado has been an unbelievable warrior, just a hard-nosed, tough, one of the best guards ever to play at Georgia Tech, one of the most probably fan favorites of Georgia Tech in all of sports. When you watch Jose Alvarado play, he embodies what Georgia Tech is about as in terms of blue-collar work ethic, the toughness, the grit. You know, that's who Jose is. He's poured every ounce of energy every time he stepped on the floor to play as hard as he can to try to help the name on the front of the jersey with Georgia Tech. So that's one, and he's been incredible. And two, as I told him, hey, you know, look, and I appreciate him saying what he said, but I told the media afterward, I, as the head coach, have to do a better job. Obviously, you know, my draw up, or I didn't make it clear enough for him to fully understand my instructions in the timeout of what we needed to do. And I'll take the hit on that. It wasn't Jose. That's as the head coach, I've got to make sure he's fully clear on what we're doing. And obviously I didn't do that as well as I needed to in that timeout. So, but look, we wouldn't be where we are today without Jose. He's just been a stud for us and just a complete winner and warrior. And I'm just, you know, it's been a real honor being able to coach him on these 4 years.
Far be it from me to tell you what to put in the playbook. Just something just to put in your pocket. Maybe this one you could add, Coach. No! Lord, have mercy, no!
At the time, when he missed it, I came out and said, "What are you doing?" I said, "What were you thinking?" You know, I said, "That is not what we just drew up." I said, he was like, "Coach, I'm sorry, I'm my fault." I'm like, "Well, my fault doesn't work, you know, but I also at that time we had a change, like we couldn't dwell on it, you know, because we had to get a stop now defensively. So you got to move on to the next possession and just, you know, deal with it. But look, the reality of it is, you know, in college and you're dealing with, you know, in 18 to 22 year olds, things can happen. You know what I mean? It's just, those things can sometimes happen. And, but fortunately we end up, as I like to call it, a great character win to be able to still prevail into overtime and find a way to get the victory.
Georgia Tech head basketball coach Josh Pastner joining us here on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker Line.
Coach, how important or comfortable it makes you feel that the players on the team, the senior leadership, can hold each other accountable? Because even when Jose Alvarado took that shot, I saw Moses Wright walked him off to the sideline. Early in the overtime, I saw Moses Wright and DeVoe get into it a little bit from a miscommunication and or and one, or somebody got a bucket. How important it is for those guys to be able to kind of coach themselves on the floor and hold each other accountable?
Well, look, and you know this with sports, so much of it is, 90% of it's mental. I know people always talk about mental, but it really is. I mean, it's, if you really have a deep dive into it, it's so much of it's about the mental aspect of sports. I mean, or dealing with sports and the highs and lows, the winning mentality, how do you, and there's going to be some times where things don't go your way. And it reminds me, and this is a great example because I know exactly what you're talking about. It's like my first year when we beat Notre Dame at the buzzer. Notre Dame at the time, this is my first year 5 years ago, when Notre Dame was like ranked 12th or 13th in the country, and Josh Okogie had just made a terrible play, and Quentin Stephens went up to him, and I kept showing our guys this during that course of the year, went up to him and pat him on the back of the head, and I kind of gave him a hug with about 30 seconds to go, and Notre Dame came down, missed a shot. We got the rebound, threw it ahead to Josh Okogie, who scored the game-winning basket. And that part of what Quentin Stephens did by just kind of giving Josh a hug after a bad play he made changed the complexion because it allowed him to lift his spirits. And I'm telling you, it was the same thing last night. You're exactly right. Jose obviously felt terrible. Moses went right up to him, put his arm around his shoulder, hit him on the back, and gave him words of encouragement. And it allowed, because we needed Jose to be good in overtime. And he was. And he made two big free throws. And he made some big defensive stops. And so that being able to get to the next play to have that kind of that boost from your teammates goes a long way. And that encouragement, that camaraderie, chemistry, that togetherness, that brotherhood, I think, there's strategy and scheme. But those type of things I just mentioned are way more powerful and more important in what it takes to win games at this level and to be a really good basketball team.
You have a lot of games to coach. You have a game to finish up the regular season. You have the ACC tournament, and you are not afforded the ability to sit back and pound your chest while the season's still going on. But that's a big win. All right, that's a big win. And folks have been waiting for, Georgia Tech to get to the place where you have the opportunity to be in a big game and then win the big game, and then not just have the big game, but keep that momentum going. What does last night's win, in your opinion? And I know you have a lot of basketball to still coach, play, and win, but what can last night's win do for the program?
Well, look, I think last night's win, put you in the NCAA tournament. Yes, we still have games to play, and we need to do our job. But last night, put you solidly in the tournament. If you look at our numbers, both of the net rankings, what the NCAA committee uses for their evaluations and their tools to look at on team sheets, in a sense, our numbers are just so high. With the net rankings, KenPom, what they look at. You look at our strength of schedule. You look at the wins that we've had. We're just, our numbers are really, really strong. So a win like that puts you in a position where you're in the NCAA tournament. And then we still got work to do. You got to finish out the right way. But from where we started in the program to where we are now, we've done things this year, last year, that hadn't been done at Georgia Tech in 30 years. Sometimes we've had some records that had been never done. It was the first time in the history of Georgia Tech we've had back-to-back double-digit wins in ACC play. First time in history. First time in since 89-90 that we've had back-to-back winning ACC records. It's been over 30 years. We set the record this year for the most ACC home wins in a row at 11. First time we get a bye for the ACC tournament since 2005, five-game win streak in the ACC, first time since 1996. Last year we finished fifth, which was the highest finished, in 30 years. We're just we've done things that haven't been done in a while and or have ever been done. And so it's a, these type of things are great for the program. The other thing is, how many teams can say they beat Duke, North Carolina, and Kentucky in the same year? That's not easy to do either. So it's been a special ride. It's been a special journey. We still have a lot of games to be played in front of us, but you also recognize the magnitude of the moment. You mentioned it. People know how big of a game that was last night. People are talking about it around town. People knew, and you can't hide it from the student athletes, because with social media and everything, there is no hiding it. They knew, they understood, everybody understood on both sides of the equation, both Duke and Georgia Tech. We all knew what was at stake last night.
Coach, I have to ask you, did you like, dislike, or felt kind of neutral about Moses Wright basically giving Duke bulletin board material?
Great question. You know, look, I when I went in to do the post-game media after our Syracuse win, which, by the way, was a great win. I mean, that's a hard team to beat. They're really good. I didn't know, because somebody asked me about what he said, and I was obviously caught off guard. I mean, and I said it. I said there in the media, listen, I appreciate Moses' confidence, but you can't say you're better than Duke unless you beat him. Mm. So I said, you know, so if Moses wants to say that, we better go beat him. That's and so.
And he did his part.
And he did his part. And listen, right now, Moses Wright's playing as well as anybody, not in the ACC, maybe in the entire college basketball. And he's at a very, very high level. And so he backed up what he had said. But I prefer no bulletin board. I'm not a big believer in bulletin board stuff. Like, you got to go play the game, and people can say this or that. And, I mean, all that being said, that's all well and good. But in the end, you got to go on the floor and produce. But I'd rather keep it more on the positive side, focus on Georgia Tech and stay out of the prediction mode and just, you know, go get it done. And by getting it done, get it done on the floor with wins.
And lastly, Coach, how do things change now that you guys may become the hunted instead of the team that's trying to go hunt?
Well, look, that's a good problem to have. It's better to be that than the other way. Then it's on my job to keep us to have our edge. And I think the reason we've been successful is we've had an edge about us. We've had a chip on our shoulder. I mean, we don't have a bunch of guys who are elite level recruits in our program. We've had to develop, get guys better. Guys have played with a chip on their shoulder. They've had a toughness and a grit about them. And so we want to be the hunted, because that means you're in a different space in your program, and that's what we want to do. Then it falls onto my shoulders to make sure that when that happens, we continue to stay with that edge, that chip on our shoulder, that fight, that as I like to say, you know, again, not literally but figuratively, that kicking and clawing and scratching and, you know, just whatever you need to do to keep moving your way up the ladder. Without looking back, and the only way to do that is you got to fight, scrap, kick, claw your way to continue to move up the ladder and climb upward.
Well, Coach, it was a fun game. It's been a fun season. It's still fun, and there's still more fun to be had. A lot of people have been just waiting for this era and this moment, this wind to be blown into the program, and it certainly is blowing through now. So continued success. We'll certainly catch up with you down the line. One more game to go, ACC tournament, then beyond. We wish you the best, and we look forward to talking to you the next time.
Okay, guys, thanks for having me on, and go Jackets, and let's keep it out and keep trying to keep on with winning.
There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community, because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over 1 million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.